Dedicate the Torah, Rabbi Aaron Elias.
Good morning. I'd like to speak this morning about Maoz Tzur, questions and answers to understand Maoz Tzur. Chanukah is just around the corner. Maoz Tzur, you should also see the first three words. If we have time at the end, we'll get back to it. It's a little bit more lengthy. L'chon no el shabeach. So the questions I'm asking from my chavrusas from Leeds, Reb Shimon Goldstein Shlita, he asked the questions, I try and answer them. So he asked, L'chon no el shabeach. Bishlamayin Shmona Esrei, we say L'chon Noel Hodos, the end of a Brach of Hodo, after a whole string of thank yous to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Here we haven't said much, which is just L'chon Noel Shaber, as if to say this phrase in itself encompasses a lot. What's encompassing? The Mabit in Beis Elokim, Shat Philoperic Beis, he says an interesting Ha'ara regarding Shevach, praising. Human beings, we like to hear praise, but if you define a person exactly what he is. With all his milers, he doesn't get hano. When does he get hano? The extra. If you give a bit extra, more than he is, strangely, that's the hano he gets. But if you actually be magde him, he knows shas and poskim, he's a big bal chesed, etc. He knows it's the truth. He doesn't get hano. The hano is from the bit extra he gets. That's what Mabit says. The Taz in Hilchas Avelos, Simon, Yoredea, Simon Shim, Mem Dalet, Yukot Nalef, he ask a question on the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says with Hesped, you mustn't exaggerate. Yeah, Hesped is a very important mitzvah to be Meshabeach, the Nifta, but you mustn't exaggerate. However, says Shulchan Aruch, if you're just a little bit of exaggeration, it's not a problem. Says the Taz, Mali Sheker Godel, Mali Sheker Kotan. If the problem is Sheker, and it's a Kitchug, and it's not good for you, it's not good for the Nifta, so what is the difference does it make if it's a big Sheker or a small Sheker? Says the Taz, there's a difference. Because human beings, we strive to do what we'd like to do. We don't always manage to do exactly what we want to do. But beyond our achievements, a little bit further, we're very, very close to it. And if you praise a person for a little bit beyond his achievements, that really is his, that's his essence. For circumstances didn't allow him to reach his full potential. So as long as it's close to what he achieved, that means he was aspiring to it, he was very close. That's justified, that's legitimate. That's fair. And with the Mabit, that's what the enjoyment he gets. When you praise him for the little bit beyond the way he actually really reached. So coming back to the Mosul, L'chon Noe L'Shabeach. Because Baruch Hu, L'chon Noe L'Shabeach. Whatever we say about you, we haven't reached even one in a thousand. It's absolutely correct. I.e., different from human beings. Human beings, you have to add on a bit. That's where they get, and no, with you, because whoever's going to say, L'chon Noe L'Shabeach, that's a praise within itself. We continue. Tikkun Beis Tefilosi. I want to just note here references to the Beis HaMikdosh. This is the first reference. Tikkun Beis Tefilosi, although the Beis HaMikdosh was called, Kadosh Baruch Hu calls it Beis Tefilosi. Gemara says, Kadosh Baruch Hu davens in the Beis HaMikdosh. We use that term very appropriately and we call it Beis Tefilosi. Okay. The Shom Todah Nesabeach, interesting, we're stressing the Korban Todah. There are many Korbanos, but we want to stress Korban Todah, thanksgiving to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's our first target in Beis HaMikdosh. Now, interesting, Nesabeach is not the regular tense. Normally we use the Kal, which is Lizboach. Lezabeach is the peel, it's the intensive. It's very good, because we're so keen about offering to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're so eager, it's Nesabeach. We're saying it in the intensive form to show our eagerness to offer up. We're going to follow that through up now with the next line as well. Le'ez tochin matbeach, when you're going to prepare shchita, to slaughter our enemies. Matbeach is not the regular word. The regular usage is litboach, in the kal, the simple tense. Matbeach is the peel, the intensive. Again, the same idea, or here the hifil, that we're eager that you get rid of our enemies. And further on we say, mitzor hamanabeach, the oppressor. Menabeach, linbach is normally to bark. Again, it's the simple tense. Linabeach, he's like a very aggressive enemy of ours. Menabeach, so he's used three times this intensive usage to get the message across. Ozeg, mobashir, mizmo, hanukas, mizbeach. Ro'o savo nafshi. Interesting, no? Ro'o savo nafshi, it's a god of Makor in Tehillim, but like ro'os, that's bad happenings. I'm satisfied, you're normally satisfied with good things. So I think it means that the idea is like this, that we're thank Kadosh Baruch Hu, we know everything's for the good. Everything's for the good. Thank you for everything. But you know, these roles, which are for the good, sova, I'm already satisfied, you know, please bring the Yeshua. Biyogon kochi kilo. Karvus asks, what do you mean biyogon kochi kilo? Your strength was used up because of all the sorrow? Go to bed, have a good night's sleep, and you get up in the morning fresh. by Paro and Mitzrayim, it says that they, as we know, they switched the avodas anoshim to the noshim. The women were given the heavy physical work which men had to do, and the men were given the work for noshim. Says the Shem Yishmul, the problem there is that you've got no satisfaction whatsoever. You know that what you're doing is completely irrelevant because they wanted you to use your strength. They'd give you the men's work, the heavy work. They're giving you work which is all technical, which is suitable for a woman, and vice versa. So there's no motivation. So you go to bed, getting up in the morning, there's no satisfaction whatsoever. That was the riches of Paro, Biyogun Kochi Kilo. Chayimir Biyokoshi Beshiba Malchus Eglo. Malchus Eglo? Who are we talking about? Mitzrayim. Say Mitzrayim. It occurred to me, they're so insignificant, they don't, not even worthy of a name. Malchus Eglo, we claim a name after the behemoths which they worship. Uviyodo HaGadol, and I note another point, which another theme. Yodo HaGadol, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu in third person. Not Biyodo HaGadol. Biyodo HaGadol, in third person, we're thanking Hashem. Please note that. Hotzias HaSkula, that's us, we're the Skula. Chel Paro V'chol Zaro, Yodo Kevin Bin Tzulo. What's Chel Paro V'chol Zaro? V'chol Zaro? I don't see it. I didn't see any mention of Paro's children and his descendants regarding Kriyas Yamsuf. There's not really mention about him. What's V'chol Zaro? All his descendants? So it occurred to me like this. We know that Mitzrayim was Shtufe Zima. They were very promiscuous, and we know that you had, for instance, by Makkos Bechoros, in one household, ten children who died. What's ten? Who's the Bechor? Yeah, there's no... Paro and his army, it's a whole Mishorai. The whole Zaro, his whole country, are all intermingled. His Yichus is all mixed up. It's Chol Zaro. That's the Letzonos we're making from him. Paro, who the Chol Zaro? His entire, it's all one big Mishpocha, Rachmona Litzlan. Lehavdil Elehodolos. Yordu Kevin Ben Tzula, why dafka we choose Evan? Rashi brings down in from Chazal that in the Shios Yom there were three types of deaths, of drowning. There was the Kash. Those were the big Rishoim, so they were like floating. It was very painstaking. Those were Oferes, which was the heaviest, and was the swiftest death. They were the Ksherim Shabahem. And the Evan was the Beinoni. So why is he singing out the Evan? Well, I suppose he couldn't really mention all three. He's mentioned the medium, the run-of-the-mill Mitzri, and that's the majority. Devir Kotsho Hevyani. Again, Devir Kotsho is a reference to the person. It's a reference to Bisamigdosh. Devir Kotsho, the holy Devir. Heviani, v'gam lo shom lo shokatati, after the Beis Hamikdash was rebuilt. Uvon no geis of Higlani. What do you mean uvon no geis of Higlani? The oppressor came and exiled me. That's the Ikka? The Ikka is not the exile. The Ikka is the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Why was it left out? So we wanted to suggest, even with Devir Kodesho Heviani, the reference is from Beis Tefillah, we've gone to Devir Kodesho, as if it's a sanctified place, but I don't really connect with it. And the raya is that when it was destroyed, what was bothered them was the golos more than the Beis Hamikdash. A remes to the chisorin of the generation, perhaps. It continues, v'geinu al-masachti, kimat shavauti, kates bovel zubovel, l'kate shivim no shoti. Again, l'kate shivim no shoti is in third person. Not a kosh bohu saved me, second person, third person, to note that. Now we're coming to Purim. Keros komas barosh, bikesh agogi ha-benam adoso. What's the story? So, Pashtus, Keros is to sever, to cut down. Komas Barosh, this tall, towering Barosh, which is probably a fir tree, very, very tall, and he was looking for a 50 amas high. 50 amas, according to the smallest Shir of Rebbe Mochai, is 25 meters. Chazanish just came out the opposite, come out double. So he was looking for it. What? Bikesh Agogi HaMadoso. He didn't find it. So what did he want to hang Mordechai on? Where was he hung on? He didn't find the broshed 50 amas high. That was my difficulty. So I found in the Yalkut in Esther, Remes Tof Tof Reish Nun Vov, the Yalkut Shimon, he says, yeah, Homosh was Mechazel Mavakesh. He was searching and searching to find, he didn't find the brosh 50 amas high. So what happened? Says the Yalkut, Haman settled for second best. His son Parshan Dosa was a minister near Ararat. Hari Ararat were the remains of the Tevas Noach. And he had some, presumably protector, he managed to get a long beam, 50 amas long, from the Teva, from Noach's ark. And he brought it, and he used it as the cross beam, the central beam on his house. an impressive front room, 25 metres long, or even 40 metres long, according to Chazon Ish. So that was what, and now he couldn't find the tree, the brooch, so he cut down, he dismantled his house in his hatred of Mordechai. He dismantled his house in order to be able to hang him on wood 50 amas high. That's Bikesh Agogi ben Amadoso. Carries on the Paita. V'niyo salol ha-pachol ha-mokesh v'gavoso nishboso. Now, Rosh Shemini Niseiso, please note, here we're referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu in second person, Rosh Shanochach. Rosh Shemini Niseiso, you elevated the head of Mordechai, of Yamina ben Yomin, that's Mordechai. The Oyeshmo Mochiso, you wiped out the name of the enemy. Again, Mochiso, second person, Nochach. The Robona, the Kinyonov, Aleitz, Tolisa, you hung him. Again, it's in second person, three times, stressing, we're speaking Rosh Hanochach. That's the exception to the rule. We'll see afterwards with Hanukkah. But if we're speaking about the sons of Homan, Rov Bonov Kinyonov, what actually does it mean? Rov Bonov? It's a bit schwer. If we're talking about the main sons mentioned in the Megillah, it was all 10 out of 10. It was 10 out of 10. If we're talking about all his sons, the Gemara says that he had Rov Bonov, which is 208, Gematria Rov. So it's not Rov. So I heard a shout from Rav Leib Gudwitz, that's all, that Rov Bonov, Tosas brings in several places that they were hung without their head. They were headless, beheaded. So that says, so Blake, that's got Rov Bonov. The majority of them were hanged without the head. So now, the other difficulty here is, what's Bonov the Kinyonov? Kinyonov is his possessions, pashtus. You don't hang the furniture on the tree. What's the Kinyonov? So I saw Roshach Ishtelzach, Roshach Zatzali, he says a pshat that, it brings from Rambam, that children are not the property of Jewish people. Children, we have children, we bring them up. But they're not our property, they're not our money. By Goyim it's different. The Rambam says the children of a Goy, they're the Kinyonov. It's his monetary, he owns them. It's his property. So that's what the Paita wants to say. Rov Bonov, a Kinyonov. But the difficulty is it's Bonov Shehem Kinyonov. It's like for the rhyme he brought it in. Bonov, a Kinyonov, it's one and the same. It's children who are his Kinyonim, not by us. I saw a pshat from Shmuel Meir, who's recently lifted, was, I think he founded the seminary Meir in Bnei Brak. He says a pshat like this. He says that another Rambam, the Rambam speaks about Rishoyim, Hilchos Tshuva. A person's a Rosha, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes punishes him by taking away young children. Dafka Bonov Aktanim, because they're Kinyonov. They're Kinyonov of a person. They're not speaking to say, like, not Mamish's monetary possessions, but they're called Kinyonov. They're Kinyonov, they're close to home, and that sometimes they're Targum Rahman Litzan. So, according to Rosh Meir, the Pshat is that Rov Bonov Kinyonov, Bonov is his older sons, and Kinyonov are his younger sons. That's the that's we finished with Purim. Now we're going to come on to Chanukah. Yevonim nik betzu alai azay bezmei chashmanum ufolt suchoimus migdolai. So what exactly are we talking about? The Mishnah says in Maseches Midas, I think Perek Sheni, Mishnah Gimel, that this wasn't actually walls which need to be conquered. There was a soireg in Beis Hamikdash. There's a limit where everyone can go. Yisraelim have a limit. Levim, Kohanim, Kohen Gadol, etc. See, Goyim can also enter and offer korbanos, and they have their limit. The limit is a soireg. It's a 10 amos high. It's not you can jump over it. And that differentiates between the Yidden and Goyim. And the Yevonim didn't want that. So they didn't remove the soireg. They made 13 pirtzas to show, we don't hold of this soireg. There's no difference. Afar lepum mayhem. So when the Yevonim reconquered when the Chashmonoim reconquered the Beis Hamikdash, Mechanech the Beis Hamikdash, they repaired these 13 breaches, and they were masakim. When you reach this area of the soil, you have to bow down, thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu for the Yeshua. So that's the purposes of which we're talking about. So what's Ufortzuchon is Migdolai? So now note the Beis Hamikdash is called Migdolai. What's Migdolai? A tower. I don't know, the Beis Hamikdash wasn't exceptionally high, it was on a mountain. My Hargosha is here with the three references to the Beis Hamikdash. It started off with Beis Tfilosi, afterwards Dvir Kodsho, and now Migdolai. Maybe again he's hinting to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael with the Beis Hamikdash, maybe it was like a shtolz for them. It was like their source of pride, that look what we have, this high building towering or beyond a mountain. And it was really chitzonius, instead of actually really connecting more with the Pnimius Begmin, which was the base tefillah, and coming close to Hashem, it became a chitzonius. That's maybe his Miramis here. Portfolio is Migdolai. We know the miracle with the oil. Okay, I want to get now to go down to Chasov Zerah Kod Shecho. The Korev Ketsa Yeshua. It's based on Psukim in Tehillim. Nekom Nik Mas Dama Vodecho Me Umar Horosho. Anyone tell me who the Umar Horosho is? Edom. Esav. Say so. Edom. Why? Umar Horosho. Why have to hint? And there's a string of hints here. That's the first. Ki Orcha Lano Yeshua. Or is there another Girsa? What's the other Girsa? Slightly different. Orcha Lano Yeshua is the implication that the Yeshua has started, it's extended. For the moment, I just can't recall the other Girsa, which is maybe a bit more accurate. Again? Orcha Lano Yeshua, thank you. Orcha Lano Yeshua seems to fit in better. Yeah. The Ein Ketz Limero. So now I'm asking you both, so what do you mean Ein Ketz Limero? That doesn't sound like Kfira to you. Ein Ketz, there's no end to your Mehoro. The Mashiach's going to come. It's at the doorstep to redeem us. What sort of Lashon is that? Ein Ketz Limero. Any offers? It seems like it. A makor, I'm looking for a makor. It seems to be like it. It's endless. So the makor lechor is, and again, Yalkut Shimoni in Parshas Vayetze. By the dream of Yaakov Avinu, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed Yaakov benevuah the different Goliaths, the four Goliaths, and he showed there were rungs of the ladder, and he was shown how long the Goliaths would be. So with Goliath Bovel, he saw 70 rungs of the ladder, and then he saw there's the Mapola, that's going to be the end. They're going to have an appropriate end and going to fall from the ladder. With Goliath Mod, there's 52 rungs. With Goliath Jovan, there's 180 rungs. Next was Edom. He doesn't see the end. It's going up and 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 up. He doesn't see the end. Yaakov, he was Misyaish. He's in his dream, you know. I mean, this is a Nevuah. But in the Nevuah, it doesn't seem to be an end. Because what says, calm down, don't worry, the time will come, I'll bring them down, you don't worry. So, Ein Ketz Limero, that's the Makor, that it seems like there's no end. And remember, it's the Yaakovinu B'Nevuah, it also seems like there's no end. Ein Ketz Limero, Dechei Admon, B'Tzel Talmon. There is another Gilsa, Mechei Pesha V'Gam Resha. But either way, it's very, very covered over, you know, who's this Admon? So again, it's Admoni, speak a bit more clearly. What's Dechei? Dechei to push off, push him off, finish him, exterminate him. What's this Dechei? It's very, very gentle terminology here. Dechei Admon, push off the Admon a bit, you know. Betzel Salmon, also, not exactly clear, the Loshan in Tanakh, I didn't find a clear reference to Salmon apart from a place, but it seems to be, we're talking about, say, Geit Salmoves, people, he's going to be pushed off to Gehenna and be exterminated. But again, very, very obscure terminology. Mechei Pesha Vegam Resha, also, very obscure. Who, which Pesha, which Resha? Sway, explicitly, Yesov. Okay. So, I haven't finished, but now the last point which is connected is Hokem Lonu Roe Shivo, Roim Shivo, the Shiva Roim. So the Gemara in Sukkah Nun Beis on Beis speaks about when Mashiach comes and Elyon Ovi, they're not going to be on their own. We're going to have Shiva Roim and Shmona Nesiche Odom. The Shiva Roim, in the middle is David HaMelech, to his left is going to be Odom, Shes, and Mesu Shelach, and to his right, Avram Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu. Who's missing? Yitzhak Avinu is missing. Says Rashi, offer not, why is he missing? Says Rashi, Yitzhak L'Heichan Ozal. What happened to Yitzhak Avinu? He's missing. L'Hatzil Bona Midin Shagehenna. Yitzhak Avinu won't be there because he'll be busy to save his sons from Din Shagehenna. Interesting. Like, he didn't have any other time. Now, at the time of the Yeshua, he's going to save his sons from Gehenna. Okay. I think the Nakuda is like this, Rabbi Sai, that Mikvodo Shal Yitzhak Avinu, Esav is his son. Esav is his son, and he's going to be exterminated. So it's Umar Ashur, we try not to use a euphemism, don't spell it out to Yitzhak Avinu, Mikvodo Shal Yitzhak Avinu. Dechei Admon, push him off, we're not going to say we're going to exterminate him completely. Admon, we'll call him, give him a nickname, Tzel Salmon, a reference to Gehenem, maybe Mechei Pesha, Gamresha, very obscure terminology. And also Yitzhak Avinu is not going to be there, he doesn't have to be there when we're going to exterminate the Umar which came from his sons. And therefore he's not part of Roya Shiva. Where'd he gone? He's gone, as Rashi said, Le Hatzil Bonam Midin Shal Gehenem. It's like, we're sort of hinting to save his sons, his better sons, from the initial Gehenna, but his this son won't escape Gehenna. That Lichori is the reference. I said if I had time, I'd go back to Ma'osu Yeshuasi. So how do you translate Ma'osu Yeshuasi? It's sort of one of these terms that was so familiar, but what does it actually mean? Who is Su Yeshuasi? We've got the Pasuk in Tehillim, which is probably the Makor, it's Kapitel Lamadal of Pasuk. Hey, Eli, let's Sur Ma'os. Dovna Melech asks Kodesh Baruch Hu, be to me as a tzur. A tzur is a rock, pashtus. Moos is a stronghold, a very strong stronghold, a fortified stronghold, a tzur moos. Moos su yishuasi. So Mechabos is asking, like, is that appropriate term to call a Kodesh Baruch Hu a rock? A rock has got, there's a mila of strength. It's also limited strength, but it's also, it's immobile. Rock is not like, you know, what it's going to be for to hide behind it. It depends which angle you are. That was his question. So we started looking for references. With Tzur, we find many times in Tanakh where it's mentioned regarding Klal Yisrael, Tzur Yeshuasi, Tzur Yisrael, etc. Where do we find Tzur on its own? We have in Ein Tzur Kelokeinu, a posuk in Shmuel Aleph, Perik Beis, Posuk base, Ein Tzur Kelokeinu. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Amud Aleph takes out of the context and says, Ein Tzayor Kelokeinu, not Tzur. So here when it's a direct reference, without any Klal Yisrael involved, Chazal take it out of context. Ein Tzayor Kelokeinu. We're talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is like an artist. He has, regarding the Vlad, where it's the Vlad is within the mother's stomach, and it's a Tzir B'toch Tzir. It's not just a Tzir, it's a whole Metzias existing within the mother independently. That's the complexities and the describing a Sheva for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it says the Mal Shoh, there in Brochus of Yilam Love. What's this that Chazal don't want to learn Tzur Kelokeinu literally? There's no shortage of Tzur. We have in the Torah twice. We have Tzur, we have Hotzurto and Paulo. Then we have another reference, just evading me at the moment, also in Sefer Tavorim, Tzurto and Paulo, says the Maosho. So we can learn Tzur literally. You don't have to interpret it to mean Tzayor. However, I did look in the Sifro, and there, Tzurto and Paulo, the Sifro takes it called Tzayor. Chazal there interpreted in Tzayor. So I'm not saying it's the only pshat, I'm suggesting a pshat. Yeah, I'm not going to argue with Marshall, just going to suggest a possible pshat. If Chazal in both places, they take, when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzur, they take it out of context to mean Tzayor. So maybe the Nakud is like this. So what's the Tzur Yeshuasi? What's the Nakud? So Malbin says in Kapitel Kuf Mem Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, L'David Baruch Hashem Tzuri. Says the Malbim, Tzuri Tokvi Hum Hashem. My strength is from Hashem. Was Kodesh Baruch Hu was giving me the strength. If that's not explicit enough, I found a Targum yesterday in Tehillim, Kapitel Yud Ches Posuk Gimel. Yeah, the Posuk is very interesting. Hashem Sali Umutsudosi, Kodesh Baruch Hu's rock, Sela is similar to Tzur. Umutsudosi, my fortress, Umufalti Lihi. Keli Tzuri Echzebo Mogini of Keren Yeshi Miskavi. So says the Targum, Hashem Tukvi, Hashem is my strength. Veruch Tzani, I rely on him. Meshaziv Yossi, he saves me. Elakodi Yisroibi, he's appeased with me. But Korboni Lagadacholte, which my Korbonis. Now he says like this, Trisi, my. To mean Kodomai Isiahavli Tukov. From him I'm given strength. Ufurkan, I'm giving the strength. The Mashmos is that Tzur Yeshuasi means that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives me strength, limited strength, that's the Tzur, because it's not intrinsic strength. It's because if I'm doing Ratzon Hashem and I'm trusting in Him, so He gives me and enforces me with the strength to overcome my enemies when I'm doing His Ratzon, and that's Tzur Yeshuasi. He's this fortification of strength which embodies itself within me to confront my enemies, and that's what the Python is being Maramis to. To the Maccabim. There's the danger of misinterpretation with the Maccabim. It's all about muscle. It's not about muscles. They had no chance at Bidech HaTeva with 11, 12 Yidden against myriads of enemies. There was no physical match one for the other, but it wasn't about physical match. If a Kodesh Baruch was fighting, then it doesn't matter. Numbers are not Kaveh at all. That's the Nakuda. He's more Yeshuasi. He gives me the tactics and the ability to be able to fight, but it's Lemalemi derech hateva. Otherwise, just to give a topical, I've got 1 or 2 minutes here. There was one of the rescue operations recently from Gaza, where they had a room where a few hostages there, and they had maybe they had dozens of terrorists there waiting, armed, waiting for any attempted rescue. And they were firing. They fired right, left, and centre. And none of the, excluding one, they were all the rescue soldiers came out unscathed. And even then, the car or the vehicle broke down, and they managed somehow, even though surrounded by enemies, to say, this is all lamala mi derech hateva. You know, you can train, you can do it, but as it comes to it, I would like to, with just 1 minute, another reference I was like, when I was a boy. Right, so another reference which comes to mind, which is when I was a boy, there was a big fuss about Entebbe in Uganda. For those who don't know, there was a plane was hijacked and taken to Uganda, and it was a thoroughly Israel. An operation was planned, and they got two massive helicopters, maybe more, with, I don't know, honor share roifim, all big medical doctors and all for the wounded. They're expecting to be the wounded. Another Shaila Bichlal to go do such an operation. The risk was so high. At the end of the day, what they did, they were successful, except for main commander of the operation, who was the last one out, and he was killed. And one of the hostages was in hospital, obviously, she was killed. But it was very, very successful. 30 years later, one of the commanders of the operation publicized, important point, they got to Uganda. But it's cloudy. They can't see anything. Now, to do this operation, they had to have a pinpoint landing at the Entebbe airport to start off from where they start off. They had a whole limousine, a fake limousine with Idi Amin, the dictator Yemashimo, and they had a fake Idi Amin and that. But you had to start from the starting point. They can't see the visibility. They do one round, it's cloudy. Second round, cloudy, we have to go back to the top. Let's try once more. They tried once more, and they see suddenly a hollow, a vacuum within the cloud, very, very narrow, a few meters wide, where it's like no clouds there. So let's try. I mean, what's the probability, we'll ask the actuaries, that point will be the exact point of landing? Highly improbable. And would you believe, they lower themselves, and they find this is the exact landing place in Entebbe Airport for the operation. Chasdei Hashem Yisbarach. And the rest is history. But that they hid that point, they weren't mafarsim it. 30 years later, it was boiling on his conscience. He did tshuva shleima, the commander, and he publicized it to at least the Haredi Tzibur. But that is example, Rabbi Sai, of the Koch Yodi. It's nothing. It's all about Hashgachas Hashem. Do what you can do. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's there. He's the Moses to Yeshua Seinu. He's the one who gives us the strength, if we do his rotzen, to be able to combat. But we're not doing anything. We're just like puppets, but he's behind us. He fortifies us, enforces us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that we should be zoicher to a lichtiger Hanukkah and the Yeshua's in Hanukkah. Have I got 1 minute? What's the pshat? The kasha of Binyan Siyan. Binyan Siyan asks, if you forget Al Nisim, you get to say Haracham and Yasal Nisim in because of Muslim. Shmon Esther the Apostle said the same thing. If you don't forget, you never get to say Harachman. What happened? The battler who forgets, he gets to ask for Nisim. And the one who always remembers until 120. You know? So Matil said to Teretz, he says, Shosa Nisim is not just a Bukas Hodor. Shosa Nisim is a Bakosha. Baruch, you're the Bekorah Brochas, you did Nisim to us. You're also the Bekorah Brochas, it's a Brecha, it's a Loshem Brocha that you should do to us. Nisim Kimosh Osa, La Vosein Bayomi Mahimbas Manazer, we should be Zoykha.